Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, good morning, good morning, and welcome to All About Entrepreneurs right here on Blog Talk Radio. Okay. Now, here's the thing. We're having a little technical issues with Blog Talk Radio this morning, but we suspect that those will be straightened out very, very soon, but we're very, very glad that you could, you know, take the time to be with us. But also, we want to definitely let you know that this is the best time to be an entrepreneur. So this is the best time to be an entrepreneur. So if you've ever thought about being an entrepreneur, now is the time to do it. If you've ever thought about launching your dream, now is the time to do it. So don't hold back. Go for what you know. I tell so many people that, you know, if you really want to have something that you never, ever had before, you have to absolutely do something that you've never done. And not only do you have to do something you've never done, but here's our opening song, and I think it says it all. So listen to the words of this song and be empowered. Don't go away. I'll be right back.
Thank you.
All right. Thank you. Now, that song says so very much. And I'm so glad I had the opportunity to play that song, because there are a lot of people who need to be motivated. They need to be moved in the right direction. And I love when they said in the song, so many things. I love almost everything about that song. That is definitely one of my lead songs to start my day with, and to just play before I have any type of major event. And one of the things I love that he says is that Our time has finally come around. And that's what you need to know. Your time is here. This is your time. You know, if you have been preparing yourself for something, then the time is here. See, before that opportunity can really be maximized, you had to be prepared for it. So you've been preparing, and sure, it seemed like it's taken a long time, and when will the day ever come? And well, guess what? It's here. Your time has finally come around. Just look around you and see how things are flowing. See how things are going for you. You know, that's what I love about that song. Ain't no stopping us now. We're on the move, and we've got the groove. You have to get in with the groove. That's with the groove of your life, the groove of your personality. You have to take an assessment and see, who am I? What can I do? What do I like doing? I was talking to some students last night, and this was in our business class, and we were talking about employee motivation and what motivates employees. You know, and so many people, they never stop to take the time to understand what motivates them before they just run out and get a job, or before they just go out and start some type of project or program. And one of the things that came up in a person that is being motivated is that you're satisfied with what you're doing. When you're satisfied with something that you're doing, especially like on a job, like I could ask a person a question, the job that you do, the place where you work, or the job that you do, or the career that you have, or the business that you run, or the products and services that you provide, is it satisfying to you? And, you know, I suspect we could leave people hanging right there on that question. Is what you're doing satisfying to you? You know, so many people, they just go after the money. And so they have no real passion in what they do. And therefore, it's a drudgery. It's drudgery for them to get up to go to work. It's drudgery for them to do what they do. Now, I'm not like the springiest person jumping out of bed at 6-7 o'clock in the morning. But I love what I do. It's satisfying to me. You know, that's why I finally figured it out. It's like in the record, in the song said, you know, our time has finally come around. Time for what? Time for you to figure out what it is you really want to do. And the next thing is, now, don't let anything stop you. So we have a couple of things happening. The year is going by quite fast. So we know those individuals who have made plans and set goals. A lot of people had goal planning and goal setting seminars and workshops in the beginning of the year. I had one as well. Actually, I had a couple of them. So I'm going to do a follow-up now that we're one quarter of the way in. We're going to do a follow-up webinar, and I hope you all will come to find out how is your goals working, how is that dream working. And then we want to also continue to empower you and to encourage you to do what is in your heart, do what you love to do. And like I told my students, a lot of times people will take a higher pay, though they have no real love, no real joy, no real satisfaction in the job that they do every day. You know those people who hate to see Monday morning come, but they absolutely can't wait for Friday at 5 p.m. or somewhere there's about. I mean, what a sad commentary on a life of abundance. You know, we're supposed to be living the abundant Christian life. What a sad commentary on the Christian life, where you hate to see Monday morning and you absolutely live your whole week waiting for Friday at 5. No, you know, it shouldn't be that way. So I said, what I want to start doing is I want to start teaching people, and I suspect I'll have a show and a webinar. Okay, you know, that's what I do. And, okay, you go to work and you write reports. Well, I do shows and webinars. And it's what I love doing. It's what brings me great joy and satisfaction. But what I said I want to do is show people how to take what they're passionate about and what satisfies them and turn that into their work and turn that into something that will also generate an income for them. That's really what needs to happen. So that's what you'll get when you attend any of the webinars or seminars or workshops that you see me promoting or advertising on Facebook. You'll see that I am doing that, and that's what I do in these webinars and these conferences. So when you come for these conferences, I'm going to tell you how to do that, and I suspect I'll be talking more about that. But speaking of conferences, it has been confirmed we are going to, with our Women's Leaders and Entrepreneurs International Association, that's our membership part of it, but with our Women Leaders and Entrepreneurs Summit and Business Expo that will be taking place, Newark, New Jersey, August the 24th. It is a Saturday. I have gotten a phone call. I've been confirmed by Dr. Gwendolyn Goldsby Grant. Here's a woman in her own rights, could be anywhere and demand any amount of money to speak. But she is coming to our event because she believes in what we're doing. She believes in empowering the woman. Yes, men are important. I love my husband. Next week we'll be married 23 years. Absolutely love him. But here's the thing. It's going to be exciting. I'm going to be so grateful that, you know, this day is coming, August the 24th. We will be at the downtown Marriott, brand new hotel, just opened somewhere around last October, November, not even a good 6 months yet. And we will be there, probably the very first booked women's conference, and having our conference there, taking a risk. Remember, I talked about stepping out of that comfort zone. When you step out of the comfort zone, magic awaits you. And I mean magic in a good way. Supernatural things will happen for you when you're willing to take a risk. Or as the Bible calls it, step out on faith. Business people call it taking a risk. The Bible calls it stepping out on faith. Same thing, risk and faith. The only difference is, in business, they teach them about a calculated risk. There's no calculated faith. You don't calculate faith. Faith is blind. You step out. We walk by faith and not by sight. So faith is blind. It has no sight in it. You can't see how things are going to turn out. You can't see what it's going to be like. But when you are living in that realm of ain't no stopping us now, we're on the move, when you begin to leave negative people way behind, you begin to walk in a new direction. You're walking in a way that they won't understand you. They won't get it. They may possibly even be negative toward you or try to hinder you or stop you because they think that something's wrong with you, or they think that you're going to get hurt, or they think that you're not going to be able to achieve what it is that you are looking to achieve, but you know the difference. So I'm glad that you tuned into the show. I hope you register. The website will be up. Hopefully, I'm pretty sure it should be up by midnight. I only have to make one minor adjustment to have that website up and going. I'm utterly and totally excited about the website, and I cannot absolutely wait. The website is Women Leaders and A&D Entrepreneurs.com. So I'll give you the website, but it's not. It won't be active until to midnight. Midnight, you will be able to go onto the website. There will be a link for you to register to get your ticket. The tickets are $30. This is such a powerful conference, and I know people would say, well, why aren't you charging $140 for this conference? A typical conference of this magnitude is $140 and more. Okay, you're getting a huge discounted price, but your value has not gone down. Our speakers were top of the line speakers. speakers that you could find anywhere. Women of powerful influence and affluence. Last year we had VPs of hospitals and women CEOs. We had authors, you name it, we had them. College professors, we had the top of the line. And this year, that and more. Some of the same speakers coming back. This year we've added a piece to it. We're going to, we have a Woman of the Year award to give out. And so from now on, each year we will have a woman that we will be recognizing as a woman, as the Woman of the Year. And that Woman of the Year will get some things, and we'll be talking more about that. We also have a contest going. Anyone who sells 10 tickets or more, your name will go on a drawing, and on that day we will see who will win an Apple iPad. Also, we have another activities that are part of that are associated. If you sell 5 tickets, you'll get one free. So if you have 5 other friends that want to go, you'll get your ticket for free. Now, that's just 5 people. Most people have at least 5 people in their circle. If you can convince those 5 people to go, the facility does have a certain number of seats, and once we open registration, I suspect registration will be closed once we reach our maximum capacity. The facility can only hold 170 people or 150, I believe. So we are going to pack the house out as soon as registration is open. I will be talking about it here on Blog Talk Radio. I will also talk about it on all the social media sites, LinkedIn, YouTube, Twitter, blog. I put it on my blog, and also it will be on Facebook. We will have flyers to distribute. But we already have at least 100 people who said they're going on Facebook. If all those people are going, the seats will go very fast. I will tell the Facebook generation first, because those are a lot of those people. They have said they were going for close to a year now, well, since last August, so half a year. So I will definitely put it there first to make sure all of those individuals get a seat. And then from there, we'll go out from there. But this has been an exciting journey. This is a powerful women's conference. It's about empowerment. The networking was phenomenal. Come with your business ideas. Come with your business cards, your business flyers. Exchange them with individuals. You will have plenty of time to network with the vendors. We have a slate of vendors that we'll be featuring. We'll be featuring their names and their businesses on the website as part of their vendor table registration. And next year, it will only get better. And the next year, I'm looking for 500 people. So we will not be able to do it probably in the Marriott, because Marriott does not have a room that can hold 500 people. But who knows, we may go to the other Marriott by the airport, which does hold that amount of people. I love the Marriott. The Marriott has been good to us, to Performance Strategies Unlimited and Sisters to Sisters. It's been a great organization. My partner in this event is Angela Vett Williams. Some of you know of her or know her. She is my partner in this event, and we are so excited about it, as you can tell. But back to you not being stopped by negativity, by negative thoughts, by negative people, by negative emotions, by negative actions. You have to find what is positive in what you're doing, and you have to find a way. Now, I know how to do it, and you're going to have to join us at one of our more lengthier webinars or workshops or seminars. We can't do it right here on the radio, but so we're just excited about, you know, things that are happening. If you have not yet purchased your copy of Release Your Power, because that's where we teach the strategies of choosing to change and developing the leader in you, We teach you that in the book. You can also sign up for the Release Your Power coaching. I posted that as well on Facebook. It is an event. It will be happening tonight. Oh, Thursday, 8 o'clock. It's a webinar. And I will be posting the webinar link this afternoon. So, but you can plan to come. The webinar link will get posted this afternoon. I do have classes this morning from 8:30 to 1:30, and I will not be able to get to the computer to do it, but it will be up by by 3 o'clock. It will definitely be up and running. So we are excited about that. So you can join the coaching. There's 8 modules to the coaching program. You can pay for the individual modules. They're $20 each. Or you can pay for all the 8 modules, and you will get a discount. If you pay for all the 8 modules, you will get a 40% discount. So you definitely want to maybe look into that. I'll post those numbers as well. But we are absolutely excited about this. This is a something that we're doing. We have other coaching programs that you'll get, but this is specifically the Release Your Power coaching based on the book. So all the modules are based on the book. And we teach you how to use each and every one of the strategies to give you opportunities to find out how you can implement these strategies in your everyday life, in your career, so that you can advance at your job, so that you can have happier relationships, and so that you can ultimately have a more fulfilling life, so that you can live your life fulfilled, living up to your dreams and your goals, your dreams and your goals. That is what is so, so, so important to us. And so we only have a few minutes left to the broadcast. Oh, don't forget, tonight at 11 o'clock, I'll be hosting the Relationship Empowerment one-on-one radio show that we're just starting, where we're talking about relationships. I will be presenting tonight on Are You Committed? Are You Committed? That'll be our topic tonight. A lot of people are finding it hard to commit in relationships, and for various reasons. So we'll talk about what you should do to get committed in a relationship, what happens if you're in a relationship and the other person is not committed. And then also, again, you want to look at yourself to see how committed are you before you go into a relationship. And we'll talk about other relationship issues. So that's our all-new Relationship Empowerment 101 seminar that will be coming to you tonight at 11 o'clock on Blog Talk Radio. So it's blogtalkradio.com/Relationship Empowerment 101. So we're excited. We have new things coming up. Again, if you want to take one of our classes, one of our webinars, absolutely let us know. And we are down to the last 90 seconds of the broadcast. Don't forget, you can find us on Facebook. Don't forget, don't let anything stop you. Don't let anything hold you back, because you have to absolutely know that ain't no stopping you now. So for the last 2 minutes, we'll listen to the song again and enjoy your day. 60 seconds.
Together.
See you tomorrow.